This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The last evacuation orders for Paradise, California were lifted over the weekend, more than a month after that community was all but destroyed by wildfire. Some homes were spared, yes. Most, about 14,000 or so, were not. So going back means searching for another place to live or maybe something temporary while people wait to rebuild. And as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, that is no easy search in a place where housing was already in short supply.
Kelly Connor is remarkably upbeat, considering. She's looking out the window of her newly purchased used RV across the dried-out field where she's parked behind her son's house.
There was like 50 quail running across here. It was so cool.
The fire burned down Connor's print shop in Paradise and her home of 14 years to the north. Connor describes a prefab home with a two-car garage and a little barn in the back. But now...
I have a flag in my front yard, and the flag is standing. And then there's nothing in the background, you know, where my house was. So when I saw that, I was like,
She wants to rebuild, maybe even expand, and she's counting on her home insurance check to help. She says the RV will let her move closer onto a friend's lot in Paradise. Every fire survivor has had a sudden decision to make about where to live, temporarily or permanently, but options are limited in the area.
Motels and rentals and things like that were just non-existent.
Housing in Chico, the largest and nearest city to Paradise, was tight before the fire.
Chico can't absorb 30,000 people. We barely had the capacity to absorb what we were getting.
David Bronson is president of the Chico Realtors Association. Hotels remain sold out for 20 miles around, and most days there's literally not a single unit available for rent. Bronson says the 2 weeks after the fire, 200 houses sold, some for tens of thousands of dollars above asking price, and less than 60 remained on the market.
For a city of 80-plus thousand people, that's almost nothing.
Buying a home is often considered synonymous with the American dream, and as a realtor, Michelle Moy knows something about that. But her own home purchase was an act of desperation.
This wasn't obviously the time for us to buy, but what am I going to do? And I think a lot of people are in the same situation.
Moy was a renter in Paradise who describes a terrifying last-minute escape. She and her fiancé met up at his father's house in a remote area without internet about an hour from where Moy is now working in Chico. She needed to be closer, so they used the $15,000 from their renter's insurance and their savings for a down payment.
All this money I've got, you understand, is going towards me getting another place. Like, I don't have any money left over from this.
It's still 40 minutes away in the city of Oroville. But for people who can't afford to buy, they really have two options. Find someone to move in with or move out.
Yeah.
500 people are still sleeping on cots laid out in rows at evacuation shelters. Many were already homeless. Others, like Julie Pearson and her son James, were renters with few resources, and even less now.
We lost everything but the clothes on our back.
Pearson says they live on disability insurance and don't have good credit. They're not sure when or how far they'll have to move to find an apartment that'll take them. Where Pearson would like to go is impossible.
I would give anything to be able to go back to Paradise. I was born and raised there, and so were my kids, so we don't know anything but Paradise.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is readying as many as 2,000 trailers for the area. But the only long-term solution is to build new homes to make up for the ones that were lost. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Coming up tomorrow on the Marketplace Morning Report, some new numbers from the federal government on homelessness. It's up, even as unemployment's at record lows and more cities are trying to get more people into permanent shelters.